it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think this is like my third time being lifted on it, actually. In my rookie year, I got concussed the day before we were meant to fly out to Europe. And then they're like, nah, stay back. It's like a 12-hour flight. Not going to be good for your head. And then this last year, obviously, my ACL. And so this year, it's funny, like that lift comes out and it's all these guys that have debuted and played. And then it shows my name and it's yet to debut. And it's like, man, this has been a goal on my list literally for years. I've just been itching to get a shot at it. So. It's been cool to connect with some of those guys and some of the new staff members. You know, I had a call with Alama on Sunday, and we kind of got to catch up, and he talked about how he wants the back to play and how he wants the backs to attack this year, and it really fits in with the American style.
Welcome to U.S. Rugby Happy Hour Live. Interviews with the biggest names in American rugby.
The New England Free Jacks, Major League Rugby champions.
Scores! One-on-one to score!
Here are your hosts, Bill Baker and that other guy.
All right, let's get to it. Tonight's sponsor for our show is QuickTap. QuickTap is the only sports video and analysis analytics platform designed specifically for rugby. QuickTap makes it easy to categorize video and click stats as you watch film for coaches, players, and staff at all levels. And listeners, it's very affordable. You really need to check it out. With those stats and clips, QuickTap's video review and analytics capabilities help cut the wasted time from your off-field reviews so you can get straight to the insight you need to play better rugby or get a leg up on your opponents. Check out getquicktap.com and use the offer code HAPPYHOUR, one word, HAPPYHOUR, when signing up for a free trial, which will get you 10% off your annual subscription when you subscribe, and QuickTap will sweeten the deal by tracking your first match for you. QuickTap, the most powerful way to beat your opponents before ever setting foot on the pitch. Let's get on to the next guest. What do you think, Fitzy?
Let's do it.
This guy, the last one was only on twice. This guy's been on three. This is his third time on the show, I believe, if I did my math right.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
right.
I talked about math. Okay. Let's welcome back to the show and back to Major League Rugby, Seattle Seawolves, Connor Mooneyham. Hey, Connor.
How's it going, guys?
Okay.
I found my mouth.
Yeah, it's like, well, again, we were going to do sign language maybe to get it done.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, Connor, I dig the, that's the old school Raiders logo, right?
Oh, yes.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
Those are my boys.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I got to do a quick wardrobe change for this half of the interview. All right. There we go. I would have worn an Old Glory shirt earlier, but I don't have one. If only I knew someone that lived down there that can send me a shirt.
I mean, I'm wearing a Colorado Rockies t-shirt, so there's okay. That.
I've never seen that Seattle Seawolves shirt before.
So this is before your time. The very first MLR game I went to, New England's first year in Seattle, before they ever played a home match here in New England, I went out there. It was the week before COVID shut everything down, and had a great time. And I fell in love with the atmosphere there in Seattle because, as you know, they do a great job with home game, you know, in-game entertainment. The fans are really into it. I mean, I was going to talk about this later, but I mean, that's going to be fun to play in front of, Connor.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you feel like the fans are kind of like on the field with you almost.
Yeah.
So close. And now they have those VIP seats that are like literally on the field. And you can hear those fans, like, especially playing at wing, like the fans are literally on the field with you. It's cool.
No one's like, Connor, do better.
Yeah. Yeah, mostly words of encouragement. It's 14. You suck. Chip.
Well, hopefully they know your name at least. Come on.
Yeah.
Speaking of on the field, okay, I want to congratulate you on the coffee cup win, okay? I thought it was a chowder cup. That makes no sense because unless you're doing like gooey duck chowder, it's not a thing. But I just want to say, if you really wanted a picture with me, all I had to do was ask because, you know, to stage that photo to get a picture with me behind you is absurd. I mean, come on. All you had to do is ask.
That's perfect. There it is.
Yep. And eventually you got up the guts to come say hello to me, but there you are.
Look at this. You compensated for your name, image, likeness there, Bill.
Yeah, Bill. Sorry.
NIL rights.
Do you take Venmo?
I don't know if you're good for it, man. So do better, 14. Anyway.
Sponsor, Cash App.
Yeah. So,
yeah, Connor, sorry, can't name drop.
Yeah. So we need to give you a new nickname, or you need a new nickname. Maybe like the Comeback Kid. Does that work for you?
That works. Whatever nickname comes from other people works for me. I feel like as a player and as a person, you can't really give yourself a nickname because it just doesn't stick. But if it comes from somebody else, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, it's illegal. You can't give your own nickname. Go ahead, Fitzy.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. So Connor, for those not familiar, you know, talk a little bit about your injury and then kind of the recovery, or really just kind of like what happened. Catch up speed on, I mean, the last, what, 18 months for you?
Yeah, so last year we were in the second to last game of the season against New England. I think it was the 79th minute, and I was running down the sideline, tried to cut back in, saw my kneecap dislocate, felt it go, and then got tackled a second afterwards. And as soon as I got tackled, then the rest of my knee went because my knee was still planted in the ground. So tore my ACL, both meniscus, a lot of tendons that were holding things together. But luckily, we have a really good medical staff out here. So that was 10 months ago now. 10 months ago was my surgery. But the medical staff, Dr. Hodak, the PT staff at SPT, we got Giannis, Mike, all the people over there have been taking really good care of me. And honestly, I felt like I could come back and play at about 8 months, and they were giving me a 10-month mark. Those guys were kind of holding me back a little bit. They're like, nah, maybe we should wait a little bit longer. And the game that I came back in was Dallas, came off the bench, and that was exactly 9 months from my surgery.
Wow.
But my ACL feels good. The knee feels great. Yeah, I got most of my speed back. Things are going good.
I was going to say, I think in that Dallas game, Connor, I think you got in right away, and like the ball came out to you quickly, and I think you ripped off like a 20-meter run. I was like, oh, Connor's back.
I wouldn't say a 20-meter run, maybe like a 5-meter run. I was definitely skipping around. I was doing some
As the legend grows, as it gets older, it would be 5, 20, and then you would ripped it too much.
Connor, the month before that Free Jazz Seattle game we were talking about with this, I ruptured my ACL, completely gone. And then COVID hit, so I couldn't get the surgery right away. So I had to almost wait 2 years. My surgeon says to me, he says he knows a lot of marathon runners that don't have an ACL. I'm like, going, do I look like a marathon runner? I need to go left and right. I need to jump over things.
Bring their photos back up.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, the funny thing about recovery for me, Connor, is like, I loved it because it was just, you feel like you're getting stronger. You know, you're at least I was the one sweating in the room with other people doing whatever else. And I mean, did you, obviously it was hard for you. You know, can you talk about that recovery, how the action was involved with the recovery? I know a little bit, but what was involved for you?
Well, I was pretty pumped about the summer in Seattle because of how the weather was going. And then when I tore my ACL, I couldn't walk around outside and do the things that I wanted to. So I was kind of bummed about being inside. But I was working with Giannis 5 days a week, sitting on that table. There were times that I'd come in and I'd wanted to punch him in the face because he was literally doing things to my knee that I would not have done to myself. But it made me better for it. And we actually have had two more ACL tears on our team since then, in Mason Peterson and Charles Elton last week, actually, against Anthem. And so it's kind of, I guess it's not good that I tore my ACL, but it is good that they have something to look at. And like, hey, we do have a good athletic team that will get me back on the pitch in the right amount of time and kind of an example to look towards. And I'm happy to kind of talk to those guys about how my process went and how good our team is out here.
Nice.
Yeah, I guess kind of, let's talk about that moment when you ran back out on the field there in week six against Dallas. Yeah, I guess since week 17 of 2022, just what was going through your mind, you know, trying to stay focused, or what was swirling through your head when you stepped on the pitch?
Yeah, I was kind of, to be honest, I was kind of tweaking out a little bit. I was just like shaking again on the field, like, it's about that time again. It felt like my first game again, honestly. And like, just to hear the fans, like, you know, calling my name and hearing so much when I got on the field again was something, it almost like brought me to tears because I was already like so amped up from the game that like, I was just like, just give me the ball, please, let me do something. But no, it's an awesome feeling. And you kind of, you almost forget as a player how that feeling is when you're off the field for so long because you're kind of in a rut almost a little bit because you're just missing the sport so much and you know that you're not back to capacity yet. But knowing that I was at 100%, that I am at 100% and able to give my all for the team, it was just an awesome feeling.
Well, it's an awesome feeling for people that are listening in. Just so you know, it's hard to read there. But yeah, I totally didn't know you were injured. Had to drop you on my fantasy team, but picked you back up. Let's go.
Let's go.
So don't let them down, all right? They're counting on you. There's probably no money involved, but they're counting on you. You know, speaking of minutes, I mean, your minutes have been increasing. You know, 80 minutes in the last week 8, week 10. Do you feel like you're getting your sea legs back? I mean, sea legs, I don't know. Is that a Seawolves thing? I don't know. But is it easier now? Has it been the baby steps you said earlier, just getting out there is one thing. But now are you feeling like, okay, I'm 100%?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you sort of underestimate how sore you're going to be after those games. And for me, the main thing was just kind of taking care of my knee after the game. I don't strap my knee for the game. And that's because I feel like it's more of a mental thing at this point, and it doesn't do much anyways. And so after the game, I kind of look at it a little bit and just see if it's swollen or anything. And honestly, it's been holding up great. So
it's a confidence thing too. I mean, for me, at least, for the little things I did, it was confidence to not wear that brace, to do the things, the turns, everything else you wanted to do. So confidence is a huge thing.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I remember in preseason, I was just – barely running in straight lines and starting to do those cuts and zigzags. And by the time some of the newer guys were coming in, either overseas or from other teams, I was kind of running at full speed again. And they didn't even know that I had torn my ACL. And so that was a good feeling. So
nice.
Kyle, let's talk a little bit about the Seattle Seawolves. I mean, you guys are having a great season, 8-1, you know, right there with Houston atop the Western Conference. Big additions, right, in the offseason. I guess kind of the return of Mac Mason to MLR, right? Joe Taufatei going from Houston now to Seattle. I mean, talk a little bit about the guys on the team. I mean, you know, how they've been playing so far this year.
Yeah, the boys have been playing well. It's nice to reconnect with Mac because we played together in Austin for those 2 years. So it's good to see him again and his wife, LJ. Yeah, Joe's also a huge addition to the team. He brings in a lot of knowledge from playing overseas for so many years. We did take a big hit in losing Pete Malcolm early in the season as he decided to retire. So we did take a big hit in the hooker position, but Joe has stepped up big time. And same with Daquan Perry. As you saw last week, he balled out. He got four out of the match last week as well. I'm just trying to learn and soak up all the information from guys like Tavita Kurdrani, and Tony Pulu, some new guys coming in. They just bring loads of experience and they both played at levels that I haven't played at. especially Tavita playing with the Wallabies for so many years and kind of just being an absolute menace on the pitch. And Tony playing straight from Super Rugby to over here. So, yeah, it's been really cool to connect with these guys and just learn how humble they actually are and how willing they are to help us just grow in the sport.
I want to talk about Mac Mason and Sam Windsor because I kind of feel like for you guys, every time they're at the tee, it's got to feel automatic. I mean, when Mason's on, he's been doing great. And then Sam Windsor's been playing center a little bit, you know, on duty. But, yeah, it seems like every time they line up a kick, it goes in. I mean, do you guys, is it, like, automatic there up there in Seattle for those two?
Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't take it for granted, but it is kind of like a weight off your shoulders in the game because as soon as they start putting their hands up like this and going for points, it's like, all right, these boys are, they're locked in, they're dialed in.
You know what? In the tent after the Free Jacks Seattle match, I was just hanging out there for a little bit listening to the players talk, and this guy comes up to me. He says, "Hey, Bill," you know, one of your teammates. I'm looking at him like, it hit it. Yeah, as we started talking, it clicked. It was Sam without the mustache he used to have. I didn't recognize him at first, and I felt like a heel for a second there, and then it quickly hit me. It's like, you got to get the stash back, man. Like, your stash, you got to get it back. Anything?
Yeah, certain players have certain trademarks. I feel like Sam should bring the mustache back, but that's I feel like he's on a new team, so he's trying out a different style. You know, he's got a beard right now. He's looking good. He's looking young, looking fit. So, yeah.
Anything you mentioned, Joe, I know it may not be your place to say, but anything you share about him? I think he came out of the match last week. Is he doing okay?
Yeah, he's doing okay. Without sharing too much information, he wore a little boot right now, but he should be back ASAP.
Nice, and you're, let's see, playing in NOLA this weekend. Easy, not an easy game. Like we said earlier, at least with Colin, you know, there's so many good teams in this league. Even, you know, Miami's doing well. Anthem has been competitive against you guys as well. You know, how are you preparing for NOLA?
Yeah, we know that NOLA is a good side. We know that they can attack from anywhere, and they're a team that attacks on both sides of the ruck. They always have two sides, two attacking platforms. And like you said, every team in this league can be anyone. I feel like Anthem gave us a good wake-up call this past week, and they also played some of their best rugby that they played all year. But those boys can hit, and they can play. And so I feel like NOLA is not a team to underestimate, especially down there at home when it's muggy in the middle of May. It's definitely going to be a little slugfest.
Yeah, I mean, you could potentially lining up against Samoan International, what, Ed Fido down there. I mean, when that guy gets going, he is not easy to tackle. He definitely plays with a little aggression, which I think you definitely need in the sport. But I got a different question, Kyle. I always wanted to know, just particularly like a city like New Orleans, right? Like, New Orleans is a great town, great food, great entertainment. There's a lot going on down there. How much time do you guys have after like a game if you wanted to be like stay and enjoy the city you're traveling? Or do you have to, like, get back on a plane right away and go home?
Yeah, usually we have a day to kind of, or at least that night, and then we travel the next day. But this week's a little bit different. We're coming back straight after the game. Same with Boston. Boston, we came back straight after the game. And for different reasons, after Boston, we had our bye week. And after NOLA, we have Mother's Day. So, and a lot of our boys have family, actually. That's something that those Anthem guys were talking about after the game, the little team function. They're like, wow, you have a lot of kids running around, and myself included, and a lot of wives, because they're such a young team, so they don't have very many kids. And then they look at our team, they're like, man, your average age is like 30, and then you all have kids? Like, it looks good, Bill. It's awesome. Like, keeps us on our toes, and it keeps a cool family atmosphere. And, you know, the wives can get together, and all the kids can get together and play. So it's cool.
Is there one of your teammates that's that guy? If you reduce the night and the family's at home, whatever, is there one teammate that you're like, okay, I'm glad we're not staying the night here because we can get in trouble with this guy?
Oh, man, you want some dirt.
Let's go.
Oh, man.
Okay, how about the funnest guy? How about that?
Let's just say there's a lot of guys that have settled down since they've had their families come into town and their kids. wanting a little bit more attention. You could kind of do some digging on that, and so this family came in a little bit later, where, you know,
Google here.
But no, all the boys are good, and they're good fun.
Yeah.
So.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
And back to the show.
Let's talk USA Rugby for a second. You're getting your second crack at it. Obviously, wasn't your time the last time because of injury, everything else. It's got to feel good to be listed in the latest, 53.
Yeah, it's kind of like deja vu. I think this is like my third time being listed on it, actually. My rookie year, I got concussed the day before we were meant to fly out to Europe. And then they're like, nah, stay back because like a 12-hour flight, not going to be good for your head. And then there's last year, obviously, my ACL. And so this year, like, it's funny, like, that list comes out, and it's all these guys that have debuted and played, and then it shows my name, and it's yet to debut, and it's like, man, this has been a goal on my list literally for years. I've just been itching to get a shot at it. So, it's been cool to connect with some of those guys and some of the new staff members. You know, I had a call with Alama on Sunday, and we kind of got to catch up, and he talked about how he wants the back to play and how he wants the backs to attack this year. And it really fits in with the American style, I feel like, just kind of play spread open. Like, we have athletes, you know, we just need to play to our advantage or play to our strengths, because other parts of the world are going to try to kick or play a different type of rugby, like a fancy type of rugby. But I feel like USA, like, we're gritty. And we're athletes that just want to run and kind of put our own flavor on things. And so when he was talking to me about that, it got me pretty juiced.
I had a chance to meet him and talk to him the opening weekend when the Free Jacks down in Charlotte. He's a presence. He's a big dude. His hands are huge. You know, I thought Jama had big hands wherever else out there, but his name will come to me eventually. But he's a big dude and a nice guy too, you know, and he's got a lot of great history playing the game. I believe he scored the first professional try ever, if I saw that correctly, like in professional rugby. Well, at least that's what I went with when I interviewed him. But, but, you know, talk about the history that he has. Yeah. Talk about the history that he brings to the game and the respect that guys like you give to him.
Yeah, no, it's awesome that Scott has assembled this team that has so much experience. I think that we need it as, as a program. And I can't speak too much about it because I wasn't on the squad for any of those years, right? Because I'm yet to debut. So I can't speak on most of what's happened in the past. But what I can say is that I'm hopeful for the future. And guys like Alama definitely gives us that hope.
Yeah, I think what I've been most intrigued by, you know, since Scott really has taken over the official duties of general manager and head coach and stuff, is that, you know, real healthy mix, right, of course, veterans coming back for the new cycle, but then also, like, hey, let's get some fresh blood out there in terms of guys who have yet to debut. You know, are you encouraged by, like, hey, the mindset here of, hey, if you want to step up and can show it, we'll put you out there because we want to see what you have? Again, we being the USA Rugby coaching staff, I guess I'm trying to get to my question here, but are you encouraged by, like, how there seems to be a approach to trying to get newer names out there to see what they can do on the international stage?
Yeah, there's an understanding that we're working towards that World Cup here in the US. And I think a lot of the boys are bought into that as well. At least I am, you know, and reading what Scott had to say on that subject was encouraging, because it shows that he has an understanding of what the future looks like, you know, what our goals are. And I feel like USA Rugby kind of lacked a little bit of that structure in the past. It was sort of like nearsighted in how we approached our goals. And I think that this new approach will definitely benefit us.
And the other thing Scott talks a lot about or has emphasized is playing time for the players he's selecting. You know, if you're sitting on the bench or obviously injured, you may not get your chance. And some may, depending on who the player is. Is that something that creeps into your mind? Or I guess I can just talk to you about that. You can't obviously read other people's minds. But is that something in the back of your mind as you're sitting there trying to recover? It's like, listen, I really, really want to play for USA here. I need to get back on the pitch. Maybe try to force you a little bit sooner to get back out?
Yeah, but you also have to listen to your bodies as well. And Rossi, the performance coach, strength and conditioning for USA, he knows that as well. And he's talked to us, and our communications with them are on a weekly basis. You know, every Monday we check in, and Rossi checks in with us. And if something's not right and you write it down in the notes, he'll check in with you and say, hey, what's going on? So they're real good about that. You know, as much as the boys do want to and need to play to get recognized and to get seen, it is important to take care of your body during that process.
Let me toss up a question from our listeners. I mentioned earlier about the post-match when you were playing against New England in the tent. Pretty low-key. Obviously, the players had a beer or two and dinner. But this one wants to know a little bit more about the socials afterwards, because, you know, if you go back to, say, college, obviously socials are a lot different, or even at the club level, it's a lot more involved. So maybe paint a picture about the average post-match gathering between teams.
Yeah, so every team has a different post-match. For us, we play at Starfire, and so there's like an attached restaurant up at the top. So you'll play the game, you'll walk over to that building, everybody will take a shower, then we'll come up and they'll have beers and pizza ready for you at the top. So that's a pretty cool aftermatch. I think that Chicago takes the cake, though. I think that they know how to do it well. Down there at SeatGeek Stadium, they have like a VIP box kind of, and then it's almost like catering level food. It is awesome. And it's like they have a bar. It's like a moody little vibe in there. I don't know how to describe it, but they're doing it well over there. There's other after matches that are also incorporate a bunch of the fans that are able to come over and say hi to the players, which is really cool.
So no shoot in the boot, no Zulu Warrior.
That's awesome. That's you save that stuff for the locker room, but once you're in front of the fans and in front of the other team, everything is a little bit more cordial. It's not like yours. It's not like you're just hanging out at the Club Red Week, just shooting the boot and then doing little boat racing after the game. It's not going to be like that.
Well, Connor, it's funny you mentioned that because, you know, can't take anything for granted, right? But Seattle's playing well, 8-1 right now. We've heard past criticisms of the MLR trophy, right? It's a shield, right? And, you know, it's kind of hard to celebrate with a big shield. You know, you look at the Stanley Cup, it's a big giant cup. You can pour things into it that you can enjoy. I think Alex Ovechkin of the Capitals a few years ago most famously enjoyed that in a fountain in Washington, D.C. Yeah. But, like, I mean, obviously winning the shield would be amazing. You know, my question I'm getting to is, you know, knowing the season is going as well as it's going, you know, that's got to be the goal, right? At 8-1 right now, prime position to really make noise and have a real stretch run and get back there. You know, is that the expectation from the guys in the locker room that get back to the shield?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, it's definitely the goal. Every season it's going to be the goal. You see that in the difference between different teams. Some teams put out what their goals are going to be during the season, and some teams only want to make it to the postseason, but it's always a goal of the SeaWolves to make it to the final and to win the final and to lift the shield, obviously. We don't talk about it too much around here because, you know, we still are in the middle-ish part of the season, and so don't want to get ahead of ourselves or anything like that or talk about superstitions or whatever you believe in. But now the boys, we kind of – as much as I talked about the USA Rugby thinking super far ahead, we think about things week to week. We go, what's our task this week? To go down to NOLA and to win that game. And then, and so on and so forth. Will you just take everything week by week?
So, Connor, one more question for you, unless Fitzy wants to ask you what kind of coffee you like. you mentioned family life earlier, kids and all this stuff. You're a young father. You know, how has it been managing the demands of parenthood and employment?
Yeah, so obviously take a little bit of caffeine before training, but I feel like I might take a little bit more after training just because I know that I'm going to be on daddy duty, and I come home right when my boy wakes up from his nap. So I'm like, I'm right into it, but it's really fulfilling. It's the best feeling. It's awesome. I love coming home and having a little guy come up to me and say, Daddy, it's the best. It makes me feel makes me feel awesome, especially when we're at home and I get to look over and I see my wife and kid. It's a different feeling than, you know, anyone else being there. It's those are the people I can rely on and kind of hone in on at the end of the day.
Some of my favorite photos have been Greg Peterson, who's with San Diego now. When he was playing for, say, Newcastle or even Glasgow, after the match, he's got his kid with him. Or even with USA in the last World Cup, his kid's with him. He's got the big headgear on. He's just walking around the field, and all the other players are walking up, saying hello to the kid and stuff like that. And I love that, and I hope you can do that too, you know, post-matches as your son out there and certain age, even have a throw around a mini ball or something.
Oh, yeah, he gets after it. As soon as the game's over, he's on the field, and he takes off. He just runs. The man, you can't stop him. I feel like for a guy who didn't want to walk very much, he will not stop now. So,
so it happens.
Yeah,
that's what you get for teaching him how to walk. That was my
exactly.
Hey, Connor, thanks so much for coming on again. It's been great having you back on. I think we decided earlier if you make your fifth appearance, you get a deflated Gilbert ball. So we'll get you back on two more times. Good luck with you. Good luck with the team. I do look forward to seeing you guys hopefully in the finals, hopefully against my Free Jacks or DC.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me on. Third time's the charm.
That's right.
Exactly. Cheers, buddy. We'll talk again soon.
Guys. See
ya. Always good. Always good having those guys on. Really, you know, funny thing is, I didn't even plan it this way to have two guys who haven't capped yet.
Yeah,
you know, there's just two guys I enjoyed seeing and having them before. They're just good to talk to, and both young guys. It'd be great to have them out there.
I mean, Hey man, July's right there, and you know they're itching for it. You could tell in their answers, man. They would be pumped to make that match day 23. And let's hope so, man. Two shots there, Romania and Scotland. Let's get it done.
Yeah, and I'm trying my best to get. I can't go to the DC game, but I'm trying my best to get to that game in Chicago, even if it's just a day trip. Fly to Chicago on that Friday.
Yeah.
Go to the match just like I did for the MLS final. Stand, there's a hotel right next to the stadium. Hopefully it's you know, not sold out. Get that and then get to the match.
Bill, you gotta come down in DC in July, man. I'm trying to loosely organize some type of drink up or something. You're in my hometown, baby.
I'll take the train down, sleep on the train, have a beer or two with you, get back on the train, go back. I'll be in Maine that weekend, unfortunately. Well, not unfortunately, it's a good trip.
Of course. All good.
Thank you again so much for tuning in. Again, please like, follow, and subscribe to the show. Check us out on Eagles Overseas, at Eagles Overseas, and at Rugby Morning Online on social media. And also, thanks again to our sponsor, QuickTap. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. Check them out at getquicktap.com and use the offer code HAPPYHOUR, that's one word, HAPPYHOUR, when signing up for a free trial, which will get you 10% off your annual subscription, and QuickTap will track your first game for you. QuickTap is the most powerful way to beat your opponents before ever setting foot on the pitch. Again, that is getquicktap.com and use the offer code HAPPYHOUR. All right, buddy. Good to see you. We'll chat again next week.
All right, Bill. See you later.
Sports Social Podcast Network.